Good morning. Shashi Tharoor has a unique way of promoting his book. He lets loose an unpronounceable word, let people scam off a dictionary, and voila, all attention on the book. Well, honest question, where does he get the time to write that book? It is 11th October, Navratras are on track, and Vrat food is what is being served in Indian railways. But the word of the day yesterday was Floxy Nossy Nihilification. And the man of the day continued to be MJ Akbar, who, if rumors and reports are to be believed, is on his way out, even as more names kept pouring out, like that annoying PR rat Suhail Seth. But let not all Me Too take you away from the scams, scandals and horrors like Rafael deal. Supreme Court has decided to look into the process of decision making in the deal, giving wings to Congress's ambitions, even as Nirmala Sitharaman is on her way to France to expedite the procurement, or like Rahul Gandhi tweeted, to fix the paperwork. But how much can the Indian Defence Minister defend, especially if the fight is against facts? In yet another explosive investigative report, French publication Mediapart yesterday claimed an internal report of the Salt Aviation shows the firm had considered signing Reliance Defence was imperative and mandatory to back the Rafale jets contract. The French journal report states, quote, a document obtained by Mediapart shows that Dassault considered this alliance as a counterpart imperative and mandatory to win the contract, unquote. The report further states that a presentation made by Dassault's deputy chief executive officer Loïc Sachlin to the company's representatives here referred to signing Reliance Defence as a trade-off to back the Rafale contract. While all eyes are on the Me Too movement, Rafale deal, cyclone in Odisha, you may also want to add the trial in Hisar in Haryana to that list. Well, a day ahead of the court verdict in two murder cases against self-styled godman Rampal and 27 of his followers, the administration of Haryana's Hisar yesterday deployed more than 4,000 police personnel besides the Rapid Action Force and paramilitary troops to maintain law and order in the district and surrounding areas. Final arguments in the cases against Rampal, head of Satlok Ashram, and his followers were completed on Monday. Rampal and 27 of his followers were booked on charges of murder and wrongful confinement after four women and a child were found dead in Satlok Ashram in Barwala town of Hisar on the 19th of November of 2014. The verdict will be pronounced today. And on to our next, not so far from Haryana, is another state that also has a godman, a fake one even to the most blind pair of eyes. But this is not about him, but about UP police having solved a murder case about a 45-year-old man who was reportedly burnt alive by his gay partner and his accomplices in Sahibabad area. Tayyab Ali alias Adi, his brother and a friend were arrested on Tuesday for killing Naveen Kumar Das. According to the police, Das used to organize gay parties and was in a relationship with Adi. The victim had recently booked a flat and had asked Adi to live with him. When Adi refused, Das threatened to make their relationship public. Stigma is so huge that even after decriminalizing gay sex, the social change required hasn't kicked in. But then in a country like India, where kangaroo courts still run the villages, the fear of law and order is getting unhinged every day. Take this instance from West Bengal, where all fingers of a 73-year-old man were chopped off by his son for practicing witchcraft in West Bengal's Birbhum district. According to locals, the man's son committed the crime under pressure by a kangaroo court, which was held in the village on Monday evening following complaints by a woman who had accused the victim of practicing witchcraft. In the past couple of months, a number of villagers had fallen in and the woman was amongst them. Kangaroo court agreed with the woman that the man practiced witchcraft as he and his family worshipped goddess Kali in their home and decided to punish the man. The man's son begged for sparing his father's life and the meeting pronounced that his fingers should be chopped off so that he cannot worship anymore. From West Bengal, we head to East Bengal, now known as Bangladesh, where a special court in Dhaka handed life sentence to the son of former Prime Minister and opposition leader Khaleda Zia, and 19 others were given death penalty in 2000 for Awami League rally attack that killed 24 people and injured 500 others, including the then opposition leader and the current Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Tariq Rehman, the fugitive son of Zia and presumed political heir, was the prime accused in the decade-old grenade attack case. And it's not so surprising news. China just went full Nazi on the Muslim population there. China's far northwestern region of Xinjiang has legalized internment camps where up to 1 million Muslims are being held. In other news, outgoing 21st Century Fox chief executive James Murdoch is the lead candidate to replace Elon Musk as Tesla Inc. chairman. The Financial Times reported yesterday, but Musk in a tweeted reply to the newspaper said, "This is incorrect. Tesla has until the 13th of November to appoint an independent chairman of the board, part of settlements reached last month between Tesla, Musk and US regulators in the wake of Musk tweeting in August that he had secured funding to take the electric car maker private." And on to our last news, Musk may have his eyes set for Mars, but when it comes to the longest flight on Earth, Singapore Airlines just upped the game. 5 years after it withdrew its service, Singapore Airlines is relaunching the world's longest non-stop flight, which will cover more than 15,000 kilometers and is scheduled to take just under 19 hours as it makes its way from Changi Airport to Newark's International Airport, beating the likes of Qantas and Qatar to it. Hope you don't have a long day ahead and keep your day productive, hydrated and sane. Have a superb day ahead. Goodbye from takeapart.in.